You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. Thank you so much for being here. Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you for bringing your amazing energy into the circle today. We have a great show planned. I know many of you are looking forward to this show. We have a special guest. So thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you for bringing your amazing energy into the community, into the collective consciousness. The Wisdom of the Ancients series, it's about ancient wisdom, about what was once known, practices from all realms, all galaxies, really bringing that to the central point, to this here moment, this now moment. And the theme for this series is celebrate your light within. Celebrate your inherent divinity. Celebrate that which is within you already, that is divine, that is just waiting to be peeled, unveiled, to really show and shine itself into the world. So may we all be open to receiving all messages right now that the universe has for us. We call on the ancient ones. We call on the beings of light. We call on the archangel. Thank you for being here. So let me introduce our next guest to you. And I'm going to go ahead and introduce her in the first person because that's how we feel it's best to share her with you. So this is from Diana herself, Diana Cooper. I was born on September 7th, 1940 in the Himalayas at the exact second the first bomb fell on London. I was sent to bring in light to counteract the darkness at the other end of the world. Of course, I went through the veil of amnesia and knew nothing of this. My life was very ordinary. I had no self-esteem or self-confidence, nor did I have any religious, psychic, or spiritual background. When I was 42 years old, I was getting divorced and was at absolute rock bottom. There was no way to turn, nowhere to turn, so I called out to the universe for help. I shouted, "If anything is out there, show me, and you've got 1 hour." Immediately, a beautiful 6-foot-tall golden angel stood in front of me and pulled me out of my physical body. We flew together, and it showed me many things. Finally, we flew together over a hall full of people with rainbow auras, and he told me I was on the platform for which I was to be a spiritual leader. When he brought me back, it was exactly 1 hour later. So everyone, that is Diana Cooper. And Diana Cooper, many of you know, having written many books. I personally read some of her books, especially around 2012. And so it gives me great joy to welcome Diana to the show. Welcome, Diana.
And what you said was so right. When our original divine spark leaves source and that becomes the monad, it archangel and angelic energy is within that. And so each time you incarnate, you actually have angel energy within you. And because everything is one, it doesn't really matter if it's inner or outer. It's all the same thing. And the archangels are now working so closely with us. It's really astonishing. They are connecting with our chakras to enable us to move into the new golden age. Because in the golden era of Atlantis, everybody had 12 chakras fully operational, and there was an angel looking after each one of those chakras, and there still is. At the end of Atlantis, everything devolved, and 5 of those transcendent chakras were withdrawn. Now we are moving towards the new golden age. The frequency on the planet is rising, and those who are ready are living in a fifth dimensional way and bringing back the 12 chakras that are fifth dimensional. And of these, the most significant is the Earth Star chakra, which is below our feet, because it is only when this chakra is operational and anchored that all the chakras can open up. And at the moment that the Earth Star Chakra is established, then the Stellar Gateway, your gateway to Source, opens up. So the Earth Star Chakra below your feet is in the charge of Archangel Sandalphon. And as it becomes fully fifth dimensional, it becomes a beautiful shimmering silver color. And this contains all your potential. And Archangel Sandalphon holds that potential for you. And you might find that you'd like to just close your eyes for a moment and feel your feet on the earth. And just imagine below your feet there is a beautiful ball of silver light. And now be aware of a almost like a flame of pure silver coming towards you. This is Archangel Sandalphon. And be aware of him now, holding that ball, your Earth Star Chakra. And be aware that encoded in that is your divine potential. And know that at this moment, whatever level you're at, that is being energized, and the entire chakra is lighting up. And that light is going straight up through you, right up through your entire chakra system, out of your head, and connecting with your stellar gateway. At this moment, you are being prepared to allow all the chakras to come in and become operational. So be aware of the energy beneath your feet already starting to light up. And then open your eyes and know that that energy is working with you as we start to talk about and connect with the archangels of the base, sacral, and navel chakras. Archangel Gabriel is in charge of the base chakra, which is about bringing in balance, the masculine and feminine balance. Also, it's about spiritual discipline and bringing in joy, and so that you can live your life when this is fully in place in a joyous way. Archangel Gabriel is pure, pure white. I'm sure you know him. And you know, I only have to mention an archangel and it immediately touches you. I'm sure you felt that, Ian, when you've been working with the archangels, that you've only got to think about one and you can sense its presence with you. Is that right?
Yes, but I think like many people, maybe not to the degree to which we'd like. I think we have expectations around how much connection that we have with other beings, including archangels. And
you're making a very good point. And that's why I think it's really important to say, okay, the second you think about any being, it is with you. I saw a mother pick up a unicorn toy that her child had dropped from her pram. And she said, oh, here's your unicorn. As she did so, a flash of white went past and touched the child. And I thought, yeah, they don't know it, but that is happening. That's why, of course, unicorns are coming in such a big way now. They're touching everybody with that high frequency energy. But it's the same for the angels and the archangels, the dragons, all the beings of the angelic realms. And so Archangel Gabriel is one that everybody knows and feels often feel a connection with, and is bringing in purification and light right now, and is in charge of the base, the sacral chakra, and the navel. So the base, as I've said, is about bringing in your masculine, feminine balance and letting you live your life in joy and bliss. The sacral is about transcendent love. So all that sexual and emotional energy starts to dissolve and move into a much, much higher frequency. And then, of course, the navel. Everybody had their navel chakras in place in the golden era of Atlantis. And it is about oneness, a very, very powerful, bright orange chakra. And it's about community, connecting with everybody, having an open door policy. And so this is really, really important now as everybody is moving into another level where we're starting to connect. Mm. And so Archangel Gabriel holds those chakras together, opens them individually and holds them together, and he does this often with his cosmic diamond. But maybe we'll just do another little exercise and ask Archangel Gabriel to touch you. Notice the second I say his name, he is actually touching you. And so maybe you'd like to close your eyes and just be aware of your base chakra. You might like to rub the base of your spine, and that energizes it and also helps the kundalini energy to start to move. So just feel the base of your spine and know that Archangel Gabriel is touching and holding your fifth dimensional base chakra, which is platinum. The chakras change color as they move into a higher dimensional frequency. So it's platinum. Just feel, sense, or know that at this moment, Gabriel is lighting a light in your base chakra and placing his diamond energy into it. Then move your attention to your sacral chakra. And this is now the most beautiful transcendent pink. This is about unconditional transcendent love. It's about connecting to everyone and everything without condition. Feel Gabriel just touching it, placing his diamond of purity into it. When you work with Gabriel on this level, you'll find that your relationships all start to change, move into a new level. And then move your attention to your navel chakra, the most glorious orange ball of welcome, of oneness. And feel Archangel Gabriel placing his diamond into this chakra too. Then you might like to take your attention up into your solar plexus. And your solar plexus is a glorious deep gold in the fifth dimension. And it's about confidence, wisdom, with power. And your solar plexus is a great psychic pump. For 10,000 years since the fall of Atlantis, it sent out fingers of energy looking for danger. But now, as the frequency rises to wisdom, it sends out fingers of energy to touch any circumstances with wisdom, so that you feel totally safe and the energy around you changes. So be aware of the beautiful golden light of Archangel Uriel coming in, touching your solar plexus, holding the ball of your solar plexus so that it is shimmering with rainbow light and wisdom. This chakra contains the journey to becoming an intergalactic master. So every time you work with it and open up the chambers, you are moving into much, much higher frequencies. So be aware of Gabriel touching your base, your sacral, and your navel. And Archangel Uriel, the angel of peace, touching your sacral, your solar plexus chakra. Know that they are beside you as we continue to work with the archangels this evening or today.
Beautiful.
And you may
you
may be able to feel those angels around you, but I'd like to have a little time on the heart center, because this is the most important chakra. Everything relates to the heart. And as we know, when the heart chakra is fully operational, the energy goes all around you and everything shifts. And the heart chakra at the fifth dimension is pure white with a little pink. And source love is pure white. And source love comes through a 33-petaled cosmic rose, which is a transformer down into Venus, which is the cosmic heart. Now, 33 is the vibration of the Christ light. And so you only have to say 33, and it automatically touches you and other people around you with Christ light. And so that pure white energy comes to Venus and then links into your heart chakra when you are fully fifth dimensional. And so the 33 petals of the heart, as they start to open and you learn the lessons of each chamber, you become more and more accepting of absolutely everybody and seeing everything with angelic eyes of love. And so Archangel Chamuel does wonderful and amazing work opening your heart and helping you to connect into Venus. So maybe it's time to do another little visualization to open your heart chakra. So if you'd like to close eyes again and just focus on the center of your chest. Breathe love in and breathe love out again. In and out. And as you breathe love in, be aware of Archangel Chamuel, the pink and white archangel standing right beside you. And he's got a hand in the center of your back, behind your heart, and his other hand is helping to open the petals of your heart, the 33 petals, opening gently, gradually now, like a flower when the sun is pouring onto it. And Archangel Chamuel is beaming his light into your heart now, allowing it to open, and sending a shaft of light from your heart all the way to Venus, connecting into the higher transcendent love of the cosmic heart. And as you breathe in, you may feel or just sense or know that higher love is pouring into your heart, enabling you to let go of anything you've been holding on to, releasing and clearing, and opening the inner petals to the purest divine love. Feel that love radiating around you. And with Archangel Chamuel's energy, send that love out to people who need it. It may be neighbors. It may be family. It may be people you don't know. Send that love out and touch them all. And know that the universe is waiting to give you back that love. The one thing you can never give away is love. It always comes back to you. And then thank Archangel Chamuel. Know that he is waiting beside you, holding the energy of your heart chakra, fifth dimensional. And then open your eyes. And start to be aware of your throat chakra, which is one of the most fragile and delicate of your chakras. And Archangel Michael, the deep blue protector archangel, is in charge of your throat chakra. And he gives you strength and courage. Most important of all, he gives you honor, integrity, and truth, and the power to speak your truth, to say what you really believe, what you really feel. And when that happens, and your throat chakra is fully fifth dimensional, it becomes the most glorious royal blue color. And then you have total integrity and everybody trusts you. So as soon as you are fully fifth dimensional in this chakra, everybody honors you, respects you, and trusts you. So if you ever feel disrespected or not believed, work on your throat chakra. And Archangel Michael will help you. At this moment now, because we've called him in, he is touching your throat chakra, and you might be able to feel it. There are only 22 petals in the throat chakra, and which are all the learnings, the lessons about truth and integrity. And then you move up to your third eye chakra. Now that is completely, utterly different. That has 96 petals. Now these chambers are in a spiral, and they contain all the lessons you need to learn on your journey to enlightenment. And this is in the charge of Archangel Chamuel. Sorry, Raphael. Don't know where Chamuel came from. Archangel Raphael, the emerald green archangel. And when your third eye chakra is fully fifth dimensional, it's like a crystal ball. It is totally clear. And that is when you have enlightenment, which is the ability to see everything from a higher perspective. You also have abundance consciousness. Because we live in an incredibly abundant universe, but we draw to ourselves what we believe we deserve. And when we have abundance consciousness in our third eye, then we can draw to ourselves whatever we need. So it's the center of enlightenment, clairvoyance, which is clear seeing, and abundance. And Archangel Raphael is constantly touching your third eye and helping you to clarify it. And at this moment, that is what he's doing. He's touching and helping you to make your third eye clear so that you can link into abundance consciousness. The next chakra is the crown chakra, in the charge of Archangel Jophiel. And this, at a fifth dimensional level, becomes crystal clear. And this is your thousand petaled lotus. So there are a thousand petals at the crown of your head. And when they start to open at a fifth dimensional level, each petal reaches out into the universe and connects with an amazing energy out there. It may be a star, a planet, an energy of wisdom, but some universal energy. And so the higher your frequency, the more Archangel Jophiel can open the petals and enable them to connect with the energies that you want. Remember working with a man once on the platform at a conference, and he came up as a volunteer, and I asked if I could open the petals of his crown chakra with the help of Archangel Jophiel, and we just started to open the petals. And I said, "Oh, you've got a petal here that's connected to Orion." He said, "I know. I always work with Orion and the wisdom of Orion." And I thought, "Oh, well, that's a wonderful validation of how these petals from our crown do connect with wherever we're ready to connect to." And if I have time later on, I'm hoping to take us on a little journey to connect all our chakras to the cosmic chakras to start drawing in the higher light of the universe,
which
everybody listening to this is ready for, or else they simply wouldn't be brought here to listen to it.
Beautiful. No, that would be wonderful, wonderful if you could do that.
But we've got a few things to do before then.
Okay.
So the first thing I want to do is call in those three archangels I've just mentioned and connect them to the fifth dimensional chakra column that's in your body. So if you once more close your eyes, I'm sorry about the inning and outing, but just close your eyes and focus on your throat chakra. I'd like to touch it if you like. Even the back of your neck, because very often we block our throat chakras with tension at the back of our neck. And so just be aware of your throat chakra and have a sense of it becoming the most beautiful, deep, royal blue color. And Archangel Michael is touching your throat chakra now. The 22 petals of truth and integrity, honor, honesty are starting to open up. You might even see or sense them opening like a flower, radiating all the courage, strength that you need to follow the highest possible destiny. And Archangel Michael is just continuing to touch that chakra as we move up to the third eye. And maybe you'd like to put a finger on your third eye, or just stroke it lightly so that Archangel Raphael, the angel of healing, abundance, enlightenment, wonderful emerald archangel, can come in and touch your third eye. Just feel it lighting up until it becomes a totally clear crystal ball. Higher perception. Seeing everything with angelic eyes. Looking for the highest possible angle on every situation. Seeing people from that perspective, being able to manifest and draw to you abundance. And then take your attention up to your crown chakra and see Archangel Jophiel, pale yellow gold angel, angel of wisdom, touching your crown chakra. You may feel a vibration here as he helps the petals of your crown, those thousand petals, to open up, preparing you to access universal wisdom. Feel those thousand petals are shimmering crystal clear. You may sense one or more of them literally reaching out into the universe to bring in special energy for you. You are ready
for universal wisdom. And I'm seeing Archangel Jophiel placing an ankh, which is an Egyptian key, but it's totally clear, into your crown chakra. I don't know why he's doing this, but that's what he's come in and is doing now. And he's saying this is accelerating the process for you. He's also balancing your crown chakra so that it's totally in line with all your other chakras. Okay, so just be aware of your throat, your third eye, and your crown chakras at a fifth dimensional frequency being prepared. And then open your eyes so that we can talk about the three transcendent chakras from Atlantis that are above your head. Now, these are really, really important. And if you've been working with your 12 fifth dimensional chakras, you'll know them very well. But if you haven't, they may be new to you. Now, the causal chakra used to be behind the head. You know how the Egyptians had these long, long heads? So did the Atlanteans. And it was originally within that long head. Now it is moving forward so that our chakra column is totally in alignment. This chakra, your causal chakra, is in the charge of Archangel Christiel, and of course his name says that he holds the Christ light. It is the purest white. This is your entry to the angelic kingdom. When this chakra is open, you connect with the angels, the unicorns, the illumined masters, and great ones. It is a doorway, a portal to that entire realm. So if you do connect with angels, then your causal is ready. And if you haven't so far, then this will open you up so that you can. The unicorns especially come through here, and this is one of their entry points to come to Earth. And so it is a very, very important at the moment. And this is only contains one chamber, one vast, vast peace chamber. This is your chakra of peace, your personal moon. And then above that is your soul star chakra. This is in the charge of Archangel Mariel. And he is magenta. So that's the deepest pink with electric blue. And that's the most amazing color and energy. So this contains all the information that your soul has gathered throughout its long, long history in this universe, other universes, in this other planet, everywhere, all your visits to Earth. This chakra holds all of that. Also holds ancestral karma, family karma, the whole history of your ancestry, including genetic. And a great deal has been done recently to clear this energy. And this is what Archangel Mariel and his twin flame Lavender do. Then beyond that is your stellar gateway, the vast golden orange chalice that is your entry into the much, much higher realms. And Archangel Metatron, who is in charge of your ascension process, the ascension of this planet and the ascension of this universe. He is holding the energy of your stellar gateway chakra, and he is awesome beyond measure, and he is ready and waiting to help you. So perhaps you'd like to just close your eyes for a moment again and be aware of your causal chakra, which is pure white above your crown. See it carrying the divine feminine energy, your personal moon. As you stay still, a unicorn is touching your causal now. Opening you up to peace and connection with the angelic realm. And then beyond that, the glorious, glorious magenta light of your soul star, Archangel Mariel, coming in and holding steady your soul star. 33 petals, like so many of the other chakras. 33 lessons, and at this moment, he's helping to clear, steady, and light up your ancient gifts and wisdom. And then we're moving up to your stellar gateway and just connecting for a moment with the glorious golden orange Archangel Metatron so that he can guide your entire ascension journey so that you are fully ready to help the world towards the new golden age. Be aware now that there are 10 archangels surrounding you. They are close to you, holding you, touching your chakras, keeping them fifth dimensional. At this moment, you are fifth dimensional fully. At this moment, your chakras are open and aligned. And a great column of light is coming down through you, right down through your chakras, through your feet, into your earth star, and into Lady Gaia, so that you are a unified column of this dimensional light. Just feel this for a moment. Know that this energy is staying with you, and my voice is holding that energy for you. And then, open your eyes. Okay, what I'd like to do to finish is to connect each of the chakras to the star or planet that they connect to. So, for example, the Earth Star Chakra below your feet is connected to the planetary Earth Star Chakra, which is Neptune. And Neptune has an ascended aspect as well as an aspect that hasn't ascended. The ascended aspect is called Tutelae. Now, when I say the word Tutelae, the vibration of that comes straight down through into your Earth Star Chakra. And here, all the wisdom of Lemuria and Atlantis is held. And so when we make the connection into your Earth Star Chakra, you start to access that wisdom in through your Earth Star Chakra. The base chakra is connected to Saturn, and the ascended aspect of Saturn is Tishi. Now, that contains a total understanding of spiritual discipline. Now, the great masters like Saint Germain comes from Saturn and Kishi, and he became this incredible alchemist and magician through an understanding of this spiritual discipline that comes to you. It is a very, very positive and high frequency thing, and this comes straight down into your base chakra. And of course, Archangel Gabriel helping this process. Your sacral chakra is connected to Sirius and Lacumae. And on Lacumae, the ascended aspect of Sirius is held the highest frequency Christ light that we can access right now. And so it's held in a golden globe on Lacumae. And when we mention it and bring it in, it starts to pour into your sacral chakra. The navel chakra is connected to the sun, and this has already ascended. It is the pure divine masculine energy in its purest form. The heart chakra is connected to Venus. I've already mentioned that. The throat is connected to Mercury. And fascinatingly enough, the ascended aspect is telephony. What the ancients knew is amazing. So they called it telephony. And that is about higher communication. But it's not just about higher communication. It brings in telepathy at a highest levels of telepathy, but it also connects people to the angels on the golden ray. So it is amazing. It is the deepest blue with that gold energy in it. Raphael, of course, it's about abundance. He connects the third eye to Jupiter and its ascended aspect, Jumbe, which is about expanded consciousness and enlightenment. And this brings in abundance consciousness, an understanding of how to manifest from the universe. Very, very powerful. Jophiel at the crown chakra. The crown is connected to Uranus and Curene, bringing in more universal wisdom and knowledge. The causal chakra, which I described as our own personal moon, is connected to the moon and the divine feminine. Notice what an impact the supermoons have had with the divine feminine energy pouring into the planet. The soul star, all your soul energy, is connected to Orion, the plane of wisdom. And your stellar gateway, this is often a surprise to people who don't know, is connected to Mars. But the ascended aspect of Mars is Nigele, and this is the peace peaceful warrior energy, the spiritual warrior, the spiritual leader who keeps everything in divine order. And so as soon as enough people connect there, then we will all connect to the ascended aspect of it. So that's a quick run-through of the connections, the stellar connections. And I had an awesome experience about 8 years ago, I suppose. I was walking in my local forest, and there were strange atmospherics. A storm was brewing, the sky was dark, and I just stood there, and I was connecting into the earth and opening my chakras, and then suddenly, every one of my chakras opened and sent light out in a great stream. And they were going right out to connect with the stars. And I stood there like a vast, vast being for that moment. And as you open your chakras, as you connect them out to the stars, that's what you become. And this is very, very easy to do. You can do it when you're out walking. You can do it anytime. You don't have to go into deep meditation for it. You just make the connections with intention. So let's do that now. If you want to close your eyes, you can do so. If you want to just listen and imagine it happening around you, that's also fine. So be aware of your Earth Star Chakra, the bright, bright silver with Sandalphon holding it, and sending a ray of light right out to Neptune and its ascended aspect, Tutelet. And that silver shaft of light is connecting and drawing back into your Earth Star Chakra below your feet wisdom from Lemuria and Atlantis. And then move to your base chakra. Know that Archangel Gabriel is holding it, and it is platinum. And it's sending a light out to Saturn, and its ascended aspect, Kishi. And down that ray of light back into your base chakra, it's bringing the joy of spiritual discipline in perfect balance, which is enormously powerful. Then move to your sacral chakra, and again, Gabriel is holding this beautiful pink ball of light, and that love energy is going out to Sirius and its ascended aspect, Lacume. And from that ball of Christ light, it's drawing back down the shaft of light, the highest frequency Christ light that you can accept at this moment, pouring into your sacral, the purest transcendent love. And then move to your navel chakra, Archangel Gabriel holding this bright orange ball of cooperation and oneness. And that light is going right out to the sun. And it's bringing back pure masculine energy, the light. Feel it filling your solar plexus. And your pure white heart chakra being held by Archangel Chanuel is once again sending out that shaft of pure white, the little pink light out to Venus, the cosmic heart, and drawing source love into your heart, opening the petals with the highest love. Then your throat chakra, Archangel Michael, just touching and holding it, and it's sending that radiant, deepest royal blue right out to Mercury and Telephone. And there's a golden energy with this as it's bringing back angels of the golden ray and the ability to communicate at a much, much higher frequency with all life forms. You may feel that spreading into your throat. As you move up to your third eye, which is now a beautiful crystal ball being held by Archangel Raphael. And the light is going out, right out to Jupiter and its ascended aspect, Jumbe. And the light pouring back in through this connection is about abundance consciousness. Absolutely trusting that all will be provided. It's about pure enlightenment. And then your crown chakra is sending out Archangel Jophiel holding it, and it's sending out rays of light out into the universe and connecting to Uranus and its ascended aspect, Curene, bringing back universal knowledge and wisdom. Moving up to your crown chakra, already feeling how expanded and extended you are, and Archangel Christiel in his pure white light holding your causal chakra, and the light is going out to the moon. And it's going through the moon to the stargate of Lyra and pulling back unicorn energy and pure peace. Then you're moving up to your soul star, a wonderful magenta light with all the wisdom of your soul. And sending out that incredible magenta light to Orion, known as the Plane of Wisdom. And you're bringing that wisdom back down into your soul star to illuminate your soul star, expand it, open it up to your soul energy. True you. And then you're taking your consciousness up to your stellar gateway, making the connection with Archangel Metatron and sending a golden orange light out to Mars, through Mars to Nigella. And bringing back the energy of the spiritual leader, the peacemaker. And at this moment, your physical body is radiating vast light right out into the universe. You are an incredible fifth dimensional light. The higher beings are watching you. And the energy coming into you can transform and change every area of your life. And so this has been quite a lot of energy coming in. I'd like you to take a moment to draw it back into yourself. So bring back your connection out to Mars and Nigella. Just bring it back. The connection to Orion. Connection to the moon. Just touch the crown of your head as you bring the connection back from Uranus and Chiron. Perhaps touch your third eye as you bring that connection back from Jupiter and Jumbe. Touch your throat to bring the connection back from Mercury and Telephony. Your heart, feel it all coming back from Venus. Your solar plexus, are we connected to Earth and its ascended aspect, Pilche? The navel, connecting with the sun. Sacral, Sirius and Mercury. The base chakra, bringing the connection back from Saturn and Kishi, and your Earth star, maybe stamp your feet a little, bringing the connection back from Neptune and Tutelé. And then put a great protection of Christ light right round you to hold the energy and contain it within you. And I know that at this moment, you are a fifth dimensional ball of light, and all sorts of magic and miracles are taking place within you as the energy comes in and anchors and transforms you. Okay. Please remember that you can do this very easily at any time. And it is one of the most important things for accelerating your ascension that there is.
Beautiful. Thank you. And everyone, you can listen to the replay, of course. So this is going to be coming out in replay tonight as well as over the weekend. And so we've had a little bit of a different show today. We didn't really chat much, but I think this was the way that Spirit was wanting the show to go today.
Yes,
it just really,
that happened.
Experienced these beautiful activations and transmissions. So thank you so much, Diana. We were going to do a couple more things, and I just want to check your timing, if we can still take some questions on the phone. And then, of course, we wanted to share with everyone what you've put together for an offer for the group. So how's your timing look? Do we still have time for that?
Okay, well, I haven't got a lot of time because, as you know, I'm on my mobile.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah, okay, I can take perhaps a couple of questions. And I know that the offer was how to make an archangel ball.
We offered that. So everyone's going to get that for free. So everyone, when you signed up for the Wisdom Series, you already got that free gift. That was something that you got by email. Plus, it's also on the interview page. So everyone has that. And so since we have very little time, everyone, maybe if you want to do this by yourself, is later on, once we hang up, if you want to go to the webinar page, you'll see the button that Services offer, and you'll see that Diane is offering two items. It's a Meet the Archangel online course, as well as the How the Angels Can Help You online course. And so maybe what we can do, Diane, is just spend a couple of minutes from your mouth, just sharing about these two courses. So if people are looking to work or connect with archangels and meeting archangels, and also finding out a little bit more about how archangels can help them in their personal lives, could you share a little bit about these two programs that you've created?
Okay. Well, archangels are high-frequency angels, higher than the seventh-dimensional angels and the guardian angels that work with us, and they are kind of specific in their areas that they work with. So if you're wanting more courage, more strength, more ability to stand up for yourself, then you listen to Archangel, you call on Archangel Michael. Or if you want protection, he's incredibly powerful at protecting you, and literally all you have to do is ask, and you'll find that that energy comes into you, and he will give it to you. There are countless stories, which I haven't got time to share now, but of people who have just asked him for help, and it has come straight away. I've touched on all the archangel or some of the archangels and what they can do, but there are also angels like the angel of animals that I work with a lot, and he will help you to help animals, and that is so, so important now, and it's also a very important step for our ascension, because part of the curriculum for ascension is to understand and honor the animals. And so that's another one that's really, really important, as well as Archangel Perlimik, who works with nature. And a lot of archangels are coming in from other universes now to help us. Excuse me. So as you know, Earth is just moving so, so quickly into the fifth dimension, so we can take our rightful place in the universe by 2032. We haven't got very long. We're actually rapidly, rapidly raising our frequency.
So in 2032, so would you say for those of us who are on the ascension path, then by working with the archangels, we can help accelerate that ascension path?
Absolutely. I think that what I've just done tonight, which is why I hardly let you get a word in edgeways and talked and talked, because I think it's so, so important now that as many people as possible work with their chakras, work with the archangels, and that will help you to accelerate this path very quickly. And, of course, if you work quickly on yourself, then everybody around you is going to be affected by that. And not only that, but the planet. For example, the third eye chakra of the planet is Afghanistan. That's supposed to be the last place to come into peace on Earth. But if enough people work with Archangel Raphael and get their own third eye into balance, then Afghanistan will come into balance, the third eye chakra of the planet, and peace will come that much sooner. It really does depend on us.
Wonderful. Hey, just one quick question, Diana, before we go to maybe take a question on the phone. Right in the beginning, you were really talking about the significance of working with the Earth Star Chakra, and you said it's actually the most significant chakra. I think, is it the most significant of the non-seven? Because also you mentioned the heart was the most significant. So can you just like maybe reiterate, maybe for people who joined a little later, the importance of working with the Earth Star Chakra?
The importance of working with the Earth Star Chakra is that nothing else can open up until the Earth Star Chakra is anchored. So you can't open up the Stellar Gateway. They actually open simultaneously. And so the Earth Star is really, really important. It's not that a lot of people don't know about it, but it is very, very significant.
And also, we would utilize the Earth Star Chakra in our daily grounding process. Would you suggest that would be a good way to do that?
I think it's really, really important. You stand, and I do this with my grandchildren, one of whom is very ungrounded. And I just say, just picture a silver ball underneath your feet, and see that silver ball getting bigger and bigger and then sending roots down right into the earth. And that's doing the work. That's grounding. And she feels so much better each time we do it.
Thank you, thank you. Well, in consideration for the time here, let's just go to the phones for just a moment. We're going to go to Denver, Colorado, and the last four digits of the phone number 8010, and you're live with Diana.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi, welcome.
I have a question for you, Diana, and I'm very honored to be talking to you, and thank you, Ian, for your wonderful calls. I feel compelled to be, as I do work, as I do my work, I never feel fully connected or anchored here, and I don't really fit in it to any systems here on Earth. Like, I see through all the fallacy of all the systems, and therefore I don't really fit anywhere. And it's obviously affected my abundance. I have none. But I guess I'm greatly compelled to stay on top of all these nasty current happenings, almost as a way that I'm supposed to help transmute them. And it really confounds me. Do you have any insight on something like that?
Yes, it's because you are different. If you've come in with that job and your light is strong, you see things differently, and of course, then you haven't got a tribe. So one, make sure that you're really anchored and do the grounding with your earth star all the time. But
okay,
don't expect people to be like you, because you're a one-off coming in for your specific role. And there are you'll find people that are similar, but you won't find many people that are exactly like you, because there aren't so many that we've come in to show that there's another way of doing things. So just keep sending that light out to situations and know that you are different.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
And is it normal to exhaust, you know, and kind of deplete my body?
Okay.
No.
Try not to do that by strengthening your aura. At the moment, your aura is taking in, you know, that's the compassion, that's the love, but your aura is taking other people's stuff on. You don't need to do that. Start being stronger and sending your love out, but not taking theirs back in. Do it consciously.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. I find that helps.
Yes, it does.
Thank you
greatly.
Soul.
Okay.
Bye now. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. So let's go to Medford, Oregon. Medford, Oregon. You're on. Well, sorry. Let's go to Kalamazoo, Michigan. Kalamazoo, Michigan. You're on live.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh. Oh, Diana, I am honored as well.
Mm.
Oh, this is.
And what's
messy.
Your name?
My name is Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
I felt very similar to the last caller, although
yes,
the one thing that I do know is being a statesman in Atlantis, I do have an ability being here to feel like I can connect with everyone here at any level where they're at and still feel like I'm... I don't know how to explain it, but...
Well, that's like, very special if you can do that. And that helps a lot of people. Just being able to do that will help people.
Well, that's good, because I feel so connected to the animals and to nature, and I've had very profound mystical experiences where I would just, like, the dimensions would change. Even when I was a child and all the animals in the woods would just gather around me, and it's been kind of an in and out kind of thing. And I'm like, at night I dream that I have like an eagle body, but I have my head and I'm like going around the earth blessing. I'm singing to the earth and blessing her. And I, you know, all these things and the unicorns, I sometimes feel like I'm just a unicorn in a human body. Is that possible?
Well, what you're describing is a Lemurian experience. Feels like you are part of the energy of Lemuria. Then at the end of Lemuria, they ask for permission to take physical bodies. Now, the Lemurians healed and loved Earth, and they healed by their very presence. And they absolutely loved and so connected with every tree and rock and animal that they understood exactly how they felt. So the true Lemurians that are incarnating now still have that feeling.
Okay, well, you just described me to a T, because that's just how it is. I feel how everything in nature feels. And so I guess my question was just, as things can heal when they're just in my field, is there anything more specific I need to do, or just be that and move through the world? I feel like I want to be of more service, but I don't know.
You are being of service just by being yourself and just being. That's one of the gifts of Lemuria. But you could also perhaps help by getting a Lemurian crystal and starting to tune into the wisdom contained within the Lemurian crystal. Those were healing crystals specifically made by the Lemurians as a gift to Earth when they went at the end of Lemuria.
Yes, I just went somewhere. I felt that. Thank you. I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so blessed. And thank you so much for this process. It was beautiful. I was just, I can't even tell you how honored I feel. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
So beautiful. Thank you so much, Sweet Soul. Thanks for calling in. All right, Diana, beautiful Diana. It's been absolutely wonderful. And I too am, you know, I didn't get to say this, but I, you know, back in 2012, I was reading your books. So certainly, as that period approached, I was reading your books. So it's been wonderful. We didn't get a chance to do any back and forth, but yeah, lovely to have you on the show. I know you were called forth by the wisdom community. In fact, you were. So we certainly had people asking for you. So it's been wonderful. I know you've brought some of your own community to this show today as well. And I just wanted to thank you for the beautiful processes. I really feel that this is the type of call that we'll go back to again and again and listen to over and over again. And everyone, if you are on, if you did join late, yeah, make sure you listen to the replay tonight and maybe even over the weekend. Beautiful, beautiful process connecting us with our chakras and the various archangels. And I know there's been tremendous life that has been brought to everyone today through your presence. So again, Diana, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Anne. It's been lovely.
Beautiful. All right, sweet soul. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to wrap this one up today. And so if you are looking to work with Diana, in fact, she did make a couple of her programs available to you. So take a look at those, working with archangels, meeting archangels. That's available. So take a look at that. If you'd like, if you've never worked with Diana Cooper before, this is a wonderful opportunity. Even if you have, take a look and see if you have those online courses in your treasure chest or not. And they are they're very, very kindly and generously made, quite an inexpensive rate for those of you who are used to seeing something more on the show. So those are available. All right, sweet souls, I'm going to listen to this again myself personally after the show. And I'm very, very excited that Diana has brought us literally archangels into our realms. And I don't know how many I have right now, but at least there's three right now that I can feel. And I know there's more, but so I'm going to take a little bit of time to really feel into the presence of the archangels, because I know that I could always use a little bit of extra help. I'm sure everyone can. So thank you, sweet souls, for being here. And we want to thank all the archangels for being here, all the archangels for being here. We want to thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun, the ancient ones, the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Okay, bye now.